Hi, this is Mike Young from the Madden video game.
The Madden video game. Hi, Mike. This is Derek. Like this, there's this thing called Madden. I'm not sure if you heard about it. It's what they call a video game.
Well, sometimes they got me calling newspapers and all kinds of stuff. You never know.
What's the worst one? Have you ever called like a place and they're like, "So tell me, what is this Madden?" Have you ever done one of those? Or?
Most people have been pretty educated. There's a lot of people who don't really play the game, but they know. They just know of it, you know. They know that it's got a big audience, but
FIFA players probably. Matt, Mr. Young, I almost called you Mike. I'm sorry, Mr. Young. Please tell us what you do over there at EA.
I am the creative director of Madden.
What does that mean, though? Like creative director? Are you the go-to guy there? Like when somebody says we want to add something to Madden, you're like, eh. That's not creative enough.
Well, basically, it's the person who helps lead the design team. How we spend our money each year, like what features we should go after, what improvements we need to make. It's just the leader of that team. And you know, I work with the designers, the engineers, the managers. And we try to do the best for the fans.
So you guys, it's a pretty big launch this year. You guys... First, not only did NCAA have a huge launch, Madden came out and blew that out of the way. NCAA like broke records. How are you guys liking it? You guys having a good time over there?
I don't think we're ever really satisfied. Like, you know, we always want to make the game better and better and better. So, I think sales. You know, we announced that sales were doing well, and that always feels good. But we're happy with the big jump we made from 11. But we're definitely. We're already focused on the next year. And, you know, we don't have time to sit around and kind of take anything for granted.
Well, you, not to be facetious, Mike, but you kind of do because you guys don't have you are the football game. You're the football game. There's no 2K breathing down your neck. There's no blitz or Microsoft. What's the NFL fever? You guys are on the field all by yourself. Do you still have the drive to get better and better without that kind of competition?
I do. I think people I work with do. I don't think we just compete with an NFL product. I think we compete with other sports games. We're competing for people's time. Like, do they value spending money on Madden versus, you know, Facebook games or iPhone games or the next Call of Duty?
You guys aren't scared of Call of Duty. Battlefield. You're telling me the guys in Madden are worried about Call of Duty and Farmville?
I mean, it's people's time. People's free time is very valuable, and there's great TV shows on. There's great experiences all over the place now. So I don't think it's as simple as saying, "Hey, there's no 2K5, so we're good."
Still 2K5. Everybody always talks about 2K5.
Well, I guess it's the last significant, 3D football game out there that. Had similar features as Madden, and so I think that's the one people still point to as, man, I wish we had some competition because we feel like, Madden's not good enough, and if they were out here, we know they'd be doing it, so that makes sense. I mean, what are you going to reference? Tecmo Bowl?
They did re-release it on Xbox Live Arcade, so.
Yeah, and I think that showed, like, sometimes nostalgia. Only goes so far with satisfying the demands of people today.
And, how dare you, sir?
Back when I grew up playing sports games, it was really more about an arcade experience. Now people expect, a very realistic simulation of the sports. So I think it's a totally different thing.
And since Madden has got, Madden's been around, it now is the longest running football game. And you guys, you start out with just, well, we need to get 11 guys on the field. We need to get 11. That was the first hurdle that Madden had, and now, we have a bunch of questions from people. It's gotten down to they want super detail. How have you guys been able to keep up with that, or have you been able to keep up with that?
In some areas, I think we've done excellent, and then others first you have to nail the action on the field. All 11 players on each side of the ball. And then you start to go out to the sidelines and the crowd. And I think as we get better on delivering that on-field experience, we'll start to, you know, make big jumps on those other areas, you know, the full experience on the sideline, crowd making, you know, the world come even more to life than it already is.
Okay.
But it's a challenge.
Now, we have a large chat room. Since this is a live interview, you have a large chat room full of people. And also, people sent in questions earlier. You mind if I go through a couple of them?
Sure thing, man.
Let's see. My questions are all, like, I'm a football guy, but I'm not a super-duper football guy. Super-duper. I can tell you. I use the word super-duper, so I can kind of tell you right there. So their questions are going to be a lot better than my questions. First of all, let's start out with Black Wolf. He asked about something. Blackwell's actually has a podcast on this network. He says, ask about the menu lockup whenever you switch controllers.
Awesome question. you know, anytime a giant piece of software like this releases, there's, you know, unfortunately things that didn't get tested. Well, I said it didn't get tested, but, you know, not everyone has that same experience. And we're looking at all the issues that we can, you know, fix right now, and should be an announcement pretty soon as to, you know, the things we've heard from the community, you know, what we can patch and take care of.
So is the patch already works, or are you guys, like, drawing up what you're going to patch? You're still drawing up what needs to be patched right now?
A lot of things are already in progress, but we haven't announced what's going to go in yet.
Okay.
There will be a second patch, and you know, it's not my job to announce, you know, the when and
yeah, you can announce it.
What's going to be in it, but
go ahead and announce it. Nobody's, come on.
No one's listening.
No, yeah. Well, a few thousand people are listening.
All right.
A few hundred.
But you should hear something soon.
JP Davis wants to know, what's the reason for the Bills, Buffalo Bills' new field art not being in the game? Actually, three people asked this question, and I'm guessing they're all Bills fans.
So the truthful answer is this. Some teams send that stuff to the league early. Others do not. It's just a piece of information we didn't get until the game was already in the can. We do our best to, you know, look at all the game footage and update field art and edge walls and logos on fields and uniforms. But honestly, sometimes we get the information so late that we really can't do anything about it.
And so it's the Bills, the fact that the Bills is kind of a lowly team and they don't have anybody working in that office is their fault. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to blame the Bills.
No, I wouldn't blame them. I noticed that the
Cowboys have all their stuff in there. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, they didn't really make any significant changes. So the Bills, you know, brought out brand new uniforms. Often when teams do that, they're going to change their field art. We did get, you know, the early concepts of the uniforms. So we got those in. I know we have a helmet stripe issue on that team. We want to get that stuff right. And, you know, it hopefully can come this year, but we might have to wait till next year.
Jack 1535 wants to know, are you guys going to add custom music for touchdowns, intros, and third downs like NCAA is doing?
I like that feature. It's got a real low usage. But to be honest, it makes sense. You know, licensing music is very expensive and basically limits what we're able to deliver to people. So I would think that's something we invest in down the road. I don't know when, but, you know, I'm a really big fan of customization because it allows, you know, the fans to get what they want. When sometimes either through, you know, our budget or time constraints or, you know, bands not wanting to have anything to do with us, you know, it kind of ties our hands. So I think that makes sense down the road.
K-Gun wants to know, what happened to the PS3 version this year? There are clear visual differences between the PS3 and the 360 version. I know you guys, every time I ask a question about the differences, you're like, the EA guys, in fact, every major publisher now says, we develop concurrently on both. It's parallel development, so there's no differences in either. But people are saying that the 360 is better this year. How come?
Well, I know the one thing that's been brought up is slight differences for the field art, and people are talking about black spots being on the field. It's true when people tell you we did, you know, develop them to be equal and concurrently on both platforms. Did some go through, miss with testing, or did a late bug get introduced that, you know, slipped out? I'm not sure, but, you know, the hardware is slightly different, so there are certain things that look better on one console, and another thing looks slightly different on another. So it's definitely not an intention or a shortcoming on either system, but they do things slightly different, and sometimes there are differences.
PGather84 says, what artistic changes between 11 and 12 are you most excited and happy with this year, on the field and off?
Did he say artistic?
Yeah, artistic changes.
Well, I think I'm most happy with, you know, the lighting upgrades. The linear lighting, you know, really has rich detail in the brights and the dark. The colors, you know, for the first time in the Madden series, are true to the actual team. So the, you know, teams like the Eagles have that exact green on their uniforms. Sorry, that's my kid in the background.
Sounds like they're having a great time.
I think that, along with the progressive lighting, our, you know, our materials on our helmets look photorealistic. It was a huge upgrade overall. And then, you know, the player scaling stuff was pretty awesome, too. Like, small guys really look like small guys with our dynamic head scaling. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback on that stuff.
Yeah, the game, I actually had to buy the game. I don't get free stuff, but I went and bought the game, got home. I was like, this game looks great. Started zooming in on people. I expected to get all pixely. It didn't. I was like, wow, they're kicking ass over there at EA.
Appreciate it.
Let's see. Kernesby says, ask him in the future if in the future they can allow us to edit draft classes.
Edit draft classes. You know, specifically with, you know, shortcomings, you feel like we need to address with that?
He says, his second question has something to do with something completely different, but no, he just wants to know about editing draft classes. We'll skip it. Trust me, I have more than enough that we can skip that one. Sorry.
I'm always big on giving the fan the ability to edit anything, so down the road, we'll always look to take any feature and make it editable, because it's a big league and a lot of fans have very specific, you know, desires. So.
Deuce Douglas wants to know when he'll be able to start his franchise without it being guaranteed that every outdoors game will be in the rain. I'm guessing that's a bug that's going to be fixed in the patch, hopefully, because that's happened to me too.
Again, that's one of those issues that's come up a lot. It's not every game, and it's just some teams that have been affected. We're looking at how we can address that in the patch.
King Grow wants to know that, are you guys thinking about bringing back the old gen training camp where you would, like, do the push-up, not the 40-yard dash, the weight stuff, all that stuff?
We'll do cool stuff, but to be honest, that experience wasn't fun.
Grinding, is what I'm saying.
But I think, you know, when we look at the full NFL season, there's areas that we can improve. The draft, the combine, you know, we don't, there's a lot more we could do. That's all I can say.
Okay. Here's the question for me. I was playing a commentary. I was loving the game until I heard the guy repeat stuff in the same game. And I was like, wait a minute. It's 2011. How come these guys repeating stuff? What happened to it? Like, the commentary was really good. And then it seemed this year, I don't want to say it's not good. It just kind of dropped off a bit.
Yeah. I mean, any sports game you play, you'll hear repeated stuff from previous years. That's how you are able to build, you know, depth.
Yeah.
The one, I think we swung for the fences and went for a new engine that FIFA has and NHL has. They have better commentary than we do. And when you go for such a major step forward in a tool set or an engine, sometimes you know, barely get back to where you were at before with you know, rebuilding kind of what you had before. And to me, that's kind of why Madden's audio this year is uneven.
You mentioned that you used used FIFA technology. We also have a question that says, "Will FIFA's technology, since I'm guessing that EA, in fact, I know that you guys like share technology between the games, will FIFA's technology improve your non-tackle collisions, such as defensive back, wide receiver interaction, and line play?"
That's definitely a place to expand kind of the work we did this year. I think, it's so early to talk about next year, but that is definitely an area we could focus on for improvement.
Let's see. JP Davis, 82, says, "Can they add position battles to superstar mode so we have to earn the starting position? It's not realistic at all for a 60 overall player to start at any position, or a 78 QB to go to the Jets and start over Sanchez day one."
Can I just say true? I think we'll.
But like I built my it was actually a running back, no, a wide receiver. Oh, well, forget my question. Here's another question I was having. It's kind of controversial, though. I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer. I was making my guy, my custom player, QB. It was a white guy. I was like, okay, cute white guy QB. I'll go and switch him off to a African American like myself. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to be a QB. I want to be a wide receiver. I switched down to wide receiver. The guy automatically turned black. What's up with that?
That is weird. I doubt that's by design, but I've never experienced that.
Okay. No biggie. I'm not accusing. I'm not about to call Jesse Jackson.
We probably default you to one of the NFL guys as far as like standard body size and kind of set you up like them.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense, but that's definitely not intentional.
Okay, Asmilier, Asmian, wants to know about updating the penalty system. Some penalties are completely missing, such as illegal contact and defensive holding, which are big parts of the sport. And clipping is still called in place of illegal, instead of illegal blocker, things like that. Are you guys going to be updating the penalty system in Madden 12 or 13?
Definitely not in 12, but 13, I think, is definitely another area we could focus on. There's always the tuning of penalties to where it doesn't become frustrating to people when people they're not controlling are out there, you know, ruining their gaming experience. But as far as just missing certain penalties altogether, I would see us addressing that.
Now, what are you guys looking to change? Like, I know, like 12 just came out, and you guys are already moving over. Like, how much can actually change in 12? 12 is not a bad game, but a lot of people, like, at that point, we're starting to get to, like, the nitpicky stuff. Not even the nitpicky stuff, but, like, the smaller stuff. So, like, how much does EA look to change stuff before it's like, you know what, we're all 13 now?
Well, I mean, it always comes at the expense of the next year, as much time as we want to continue to support 12. But we really look at, is this totally ruining people's experience? Can we actually fix it? And then, you know, we make those decisions. But a lot of stuff is very hard to update after we ship the game. So I think, you know, you look to fix kind of more like bug fixes versus feature changes. But that can include tuning if, you know, we find that something in franchise mode isn't working as we thought it should. We'll look at fixing that.
Now, what DLC is going to be? DLC has been a part of Madden for a few years now. Usually, it's like new stadiums or like throwback teams, things like that. Is that going to be the status quo, or are you guys going to start adding different stuff to the DLC?
We have no DLC announcements.
No DLC announcements. There's going to be DLC. Come on, come on, Mr. Young.
What's that?
We know there's going to be DLC. There have to has to be DLC.
It's not a, not always a negative one.
Okay. Let's see. Blitzberg says, I love the Zoom camera because the graphics look stunning, but it's not level enough with the feel, and it cuts off some tackles in sideline play. Any chance for the player lock to be patched for playing defense like in NCAA? He thinks that view should have been standard.
I mean, that's a major feature, that player lock from NCAA, so I wouldn't see that being patched. But, I mean, the key is like, the reason I like doing shows like this is you get to hear what fans are really passionate about, and you know, the more people that are saying the same things, the more it helps us, you know, bubble that stuff up to our highest priorities.
What do you got? What are you looking at? Like, what is the highest priority right now that you're looking at? Like, you're like, you know what? You came in and you're like, this cannot stand. We must change this right now, or fix this bug right now. What's like at the top of the list?
We're way too early for that conversation. We usually talk about that stuff around Christmas or Super Bowl. So.
You're a Steelers fan? I remember I did research on you, and I remember you're a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Did you guys bump
last week
up?
Was rough, man.
Yeah. Did you guys? Do you ever get an urge to, like, you know, tweak a couple of sliders over there for him?
No. You know, I have opinions, but, you know, if anybody's seen Donnie Moore tell NFL players blatantly no, that, you know, he's not upping their ratings, imagine what he does to me, you know? So he's, we got a lot of fans of all the teams. You know, we even got Bills fans working on the team, and we all have our opinions, but, you know, we trust Donnie to make the final call.
And so that's also going to be, you guys going to have, like, weekly updates for the stats and everything, too, this year?
Oh, yeah. I think the roster update came out yesterday. You know, we plan to use our new hot and cold streaks throughout the season as well.
SGM Rock says, a lot of us love the features between Madden and NCAA, but for the past couple of years, things have been kind of quirky. Is there a connection between the Madden and the NCAA teams, or are you guys totally separate?
There's a shared gameplay team, and there is a lot more alignment, you know, starting last year, where we're co-developing features. And to be honest, I think it's what both teams have been able to do a lot in the last couple of years, is that we're, you know, building tools together, we're building, you know, systems that we can both benefit from that just makes sense.
You guys, is there like a friendly rivalry between you guys and NCAA, or everybody at Tiburon, like one big happy family?
Huge rivalry. It's, you know, they really felt like they gave it to us last year, and it was a big source of contention between both the teams all year, and we're very competitive people.
I admit, all the way up until... For a while, it was all Madden, and then around the time Madden, like, it was like 2004 came out, NCAA took it, and then around 2010, in my opinion, Madden came back, and then now it's kind of evening up again.
Yeah, I think we won 10, they won 11, 12 pretty close to call. It's almost like they're both really good games, and if you like the NFL more, buy Madden. If you like NCAA more, they're getting straight.
Dreski wants me to ask if they could possibly get the ability to edit weight, height, and body sliders, arm bill, belly, etc., in franchise mode. It would be great if that could be patched, much like NCAA is doing now.
Yeah, I mean, I said it earlier, but I love giving the fans the power to edit stuff. Unfortunately, you know, I came into a game that a lot of these decisions were made as far as the way we built our characters. Like, our air system is not separate from head. It's just finding the right time to invest in that so we can make that stuff editable by fans, just like video equipment right now.
Blitzbird wants to know, is there any chance that EA could do a video explaining how sliders work and exactly what happens when you adjust them? I realize everyone's skill level is different, but with so much confusion and opinions out there on sliders, you don't know who to believe.
Wow, that would be a great thing to send to Justin Dool on Twitter. I think that would be a great video.
There you go. Well, what's the Twitter name, Justin Dool?
Yeah, I don't know.
look it up. Blitzberg, look it up. I'm sorry. Okay, J-Mart FTL wants to know, why drafted rookies seem to progress so much faster than actual ones. Example, I have a few randomly generated QBs that progressed above 90 in year 3 of franchise mode. Wow, he's already in year 3. Dude, I'm halfway through my first franchise. But guys like Jake Locker, Andy Dalton, and Cam Newton all stay between 80, 85, despite having a potential.
That's a good question. I'm not sure it's a tuning thing or those guys were actually just given higher potential ratings.
All right. Well, wouldn't it be kind of like if you had to wait like 8 years, like 8 franchise years for your rookie to become good, wouldn't that kind of take away from it? Or like, you know, this is a better question than that. That was a goofy question. How do you guys balance the funness, like the realism between like the, you know, I just want to get in there and play. I don't want to wait 10 years for this team to get good, for my new team to get good. How do you guys balance that out?
I think we saw that with our tuning of Superstar mode where, you know, some guys want to have the grind where they're Aaron Rodgers and sit behind the starting quarterback for 3 or 4 years, and other people just want to come in right away and be the star. So, you know, earlier we were asked about the Mark Sanchez thing, starting over him right away. Yeah. It's a tough thing to do, and I think the answer is probably let people tune it themselves.
Oh, nice.
Tailor that experience towards them.
Now, that's not a 12 thing. That would be a 13 thing.
Correct.
Loserly, who actually hosts the other version of this show on Mondays, DPL Loserly Edition, says, when will they put her in as a female kicker?
I guess you guys saw all that cool news about NHL.
Yeah.
Well, we have one of the ladies on our dev team is doing the kickoffs right now, and she's very upset that she has to be a male in our game. So it all comes down to priorities. No women have ever played professional football.
Wait a minute. I remember seeing Oh, I'm sorry. That was TV, and that was Helen Hunt, and she was a cute girl. My bad.
And that was Canadian high school football, too. It wasn't even American.
Kent, wow, what's her name? The guy with Quantum Leap was the QB, and they had a hot girl as their kicker. I can't remember it. Somebody in chat will tell me, though. She was a model. It could happen.
I think NHL did a great job with that. There's been a couple women to play in preseason NHL games. So it makes slightly more sense for them to get there first. Mm-hmm. But we'll look into it.
I got a
daughter.
I have a great idea for DLC. You guys don't even have to pay me for this. Lingerie Football League. Same game, just switch out the models.
I don't think that's what your listener was thinking about.
No, Rob, please. She's a woman. She would still love it. Don't worry. She will beat me up later for saying that. But JP Davis, 92, says, will you guys add a new halftime and weekly franchise show, both with the studio and play-by-play highlights next year? This is something you really need.
I think you could look at what we've done with authenticity and broadcast this year and imagine where we'll take it. So we can actually tell you what we're doing.
Well, so you guys are looking at doing that?
We're just looking at anything that's authentic, the NFL, NFL presentation, telling stories.
Everybody remembers.
Really just talk about what we're doing and what we like doing.
Everybody remembers like Madden 93, 94, when it was still the EASN, and it would cut to the halftime show, and the guys would show highlights from other games. That was
the killer.
And you're saying there's a possibility of that coming back in 13.
I'm saying it's too early to talk about it.
I was trying to force you into doing it. Jesus, I'm guessing it's Jesus, but I'm going to pretend that Jesus came back just to ask this question. He said, For years, NFL enthusiasts have asked for route-based passing, including QB dropbacks tied to primary routes. Will Madden 12 have it, or will Madden 13 be the year it's included?
This is like a recurring theme, just having to dodge next year question. Yeah, I mean, that's a big feature. Stuff like that just can't be added to Madden 12. And unfortunately, as much as I would love to share any of our vision for 13, can't really get into it.
Oh, come on. We're old friends. We've known each other for all of 30 minutes now.
It's been a good 30 minutes, though.
Jesus also wants to know, when will tiered play calling be introduced for the defense?
What do you call it? Tiered play?
Tiered play calling. He says, Madden isn't representative of how NFL defenses run their schemes, so will tiered play calling be introduced in Madden?
At some point.
Now, is that the sort of thing where you're like, you know what, that's great, but we want to speed up the game? Because I remember for a few years ago, between plays, you can go like 2 minutes between a play started where everybody searching and switching out people and all that stuff. And in the past couple of years, you guys have done a lot to speed up the gameplay. Like, do you guys look at stuff like that and say, you know what, it's possible, but we want to keep things lean and sped up, or is it still a possibility?
Oh, of course, you look at it. You know, a lot of the more popular games today are mass experiences where people can have a full experience in 5-10 minutes. That is quite a time investment. But I'm still a big firm believer that there's people that love to have that super long, an hour and a half experience where they can, you know, get very deep with their strategies. And the more customization to, you know, the gameplay experience we can give, the better.
Here's a question from me and only me. I was like, how do you guys decide what to integrate? Like, there's a bunch of different play modes. There's superstar mode. There's create your own team. Then there's franchise, and then there's just pick up and play. And then there's also online franchise. How do you guys decide how to integrate all those, and which things can be integrated and which things can't be integrated?
When you say integrated,
like, I can create my own player. But then, or my own team, let's see, I could create my own player and put them on my own team, but then it's difficult to go and play it on a regular franchise. It's not really true. You know what? Forget it. So I was thinking.
You mean like the creative stuff?
Yeah, But now that I think about it,
we have all that, like, the main menu, but we also have it as part of the flow of the features that make the most sense, like superstar and franchise mode.
See, this is why I leave questions to the viewers, because I start thinking, I was like, wait, you know what? I start answering my own question in my head, and then I stop it, and that's not good. Okay, a few more, and then we let you go, because we said we had you for a half hour, and it's already 7:32. And to be honest,
my kids are out of control.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Mom. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
My wife didn't tell me. Her friend's in town from her hometown, and she left me here with the kids. And I didn't want to cancel this interview, so.
Okay. Two more questions.
Do the best I can.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Everybody appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you very much. I will take the hit for not asking all these. Dear Lord, 8 pages of questions. Okay, that's not going to happen. Okay. From Rudy Julie. You kind of already answered this, but it's a little bit different. He says, is there any chance you'll be adding more camera angles? For example, the NCAA camera angle, because the standard camera is a little bit too far out.
Probably not this year.
Okay.
Haven't heard a lot of that complaint.
Now, I only have one more question. You know what? I will screw over the customers, the readers. No, I won't. I will ask their question instead of mine. Rudy Julie also says, question about sliders. With a true 100-point system like you guys have, every game should use this. I'm so happy. He thinks the sliders should be a little stronger, in his opinion. And why isn't he able to choose weather in franchise games?
I think, you know, finally, you know, we had this issue where, you know, it is disappointing that certain people are only getting ranked games, and it may be great in the future, a great idea for us just to allow them to override anything. A big part of it was trying to mimic reality and having the weather happen and, you know, kind of be a surprise. Like, you can't really plan that it's going to be a snow game in the last week of the season in New England. That's an advantage of being, you know, a Patriot, being able to play in that weather. But unfortunately right now, some of the teams are tuned, you know, pretty badly. So, overriding that would be a good idea. Kind of like what we did with the mix and match uniforms.
Okay. Sully97 is jumping at me before. It's not really. He says, in Madden Ultimate Team, does the team chemistry rating affect player ratings at all?
Yeah.
Yes, they do, Sully. I'm not going to ask you any more because you have been, I will say, the best interviewer we had, simply because on top of answering all of the questions, you have been raising a child at the same time, and you deserve
praise for that.
Three? Oh, good Lord, three. I would have cut it out. I would have skipped out Sully's question if I knew you had three kids. Well, congratulations on three kids, too. Anything else you want to say before we let you go? Do you want to ever know about Madden 12?
No, I think your audience like really knows the game well, and I'm glad they picked it up, and I hope they think it's you know, worth their time.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you happy? How do you feel about Madden 12?
Good. I mean, it's a lot more fun to play, and the features are deeper, and the visuals and presentation took a huge step forward. For if you compare it to any of the jumps you made from, you know, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, it's the biggest we've done in 1 year, so.
Cool deal.
But we always want to do more.
I want to thank you for, oh my God, forget it. When are you guys going to have, like, 11 on 11 online? Never.
I wouldn't say never, but, you know, we're, it comes up a lot, and a lot of the discussions are around, can all the positions be thrown?
Is Madden...
I think once we start to solve that, we'll look to expand to full 11 on 11.
Great. And Madden 13 will be a subscription game, right? I'll have to pay monthly for it.
That's not my call, but...
And it'll also have Kinect stuff. It'll be Kinect and subscription-based.
That's not my area.
Okay. Mike Young, creative director over at Madden. Currently, the biggest... I think it's going to beat out Gears. So I believe the biggest game of the year. Congratulations on making a good game. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Hey, see you.